Again, with the authorization of the trustees, I'd like to be able to navigate through the agenda in the interest of time. If I may, I'd like to put item one on hold for a minute, item two on hold. If I can go to item three, which is information only, age annuity, rule of 80, early retirement. Gloria Lester Gibson, unless there is, it does not require the deliberation or the vote of the trustees.
Excuse me, Jerry. I have a question on item three.
Go right ahead.
And participation date is 9/1/22. Retirement date is 9/2/22. Is that a typo?
I would think so. But Kathy, with your usual keen eye for detail.
We'll correct that in the minutes. Yeah, that was she did retire 9/2/22, but I think she had 16 or 17 years, so
So the participation date is
is
incorrect.
wrong. That's correct.
All right, so that'll be corrected. Any other questions or notations on item three? If not, I'll go to item four. Again, it's information only, contribution withdrawals. What do we have here? We have Tamara Joyner, Brian Reynolds, Naomi Carroll, and Andrew Naylor. Again, this is a pro forma agenda item, does not require a deliberation or vote of the trustees. However, we would like to entertain any questions a trustee may have or any notice of correction that a trustee may have on the item. If not, I'd like to go on to item five, death after retirement, information only. I tell you, see these names, Mark, some of these names, they make you bring back memories, you know?
Worked with quite a few.
Loretta
Yes,
O'Mara.
Loretta.
Mark.
Oh, this is Kathy again. I have a question on item five. Philip
Certainly.
Bolduc, they waited a year before applying for death after retirement.
That is correct. We put them on the agenda when we finalized everything with them. So unfortunately, we have a lot of pending death cases because we either are waiting on probate paperwork to pay out their estate or survivorship paperwork or whatever the case may be. If they owe us money, we're waiting on a return check. So that's why
Okay.
he's on it now.
Right, death after retirement, Loretta O'Mara, Dorothy Barlow Moy, Caetello Cuticello, Mark, he worked for us. That's CJ. Lonnie Sheely, Lucille Rivellini, and Lucille. Philip Bolduc, we knew Philip. Unless there's any notations or observations about item five, I'd like to call upon the trustees to have a moment of silence for the repose of these souls. Rest in peace. Item six, payment of bills. It was the board's pleasure on the payment of bills.
I move that we pay the bills. This is Kathy.
Motion's been made. Is there a second to that motion?
Am I second?
Is there a discussion on this motion? In the absence of a motion properly made and second, all in favor, I'm going to take your vote by voice vote. Trustee Whetstone,
I.
Trustee Graves,
Aye.
Trustee Petra Simone.
Aye.
Trustee Gormley, is he here?
Yeah. Yes, thanks,
Trustee
Jerry.
Gormley,
Aye.
okay. Trustee Elliker
Aye.
and Trustee Sagnella is also an aye.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I said thank you.
Okay, item seven, old business. Is there any old business that has to be resurrected at this time? If not, item eight, is there any new business that should be introduced at this time? Okay, I would like to return to the agenda. See, item one, which I could have probably taken before. Approval of meeting minutes of the November 15, 2023 meeting, virtual meeting. Is there a motion to accept the minutes, or are there any calls for corrections to the minutes?
Mr. Chair, Mark Petrosmal, I move for approval of the minutes of November 15, 2023.
This is so Kathy moved. Graves. I second.
Is there discussion on this motion? In the absence of a motion or probably made and second, I will call upon the trustees for their voice vote. Trustee Whetstone?
Abstain. I was absent.
Trustee Graves?
Aye.
Trustee Elliker? Aye. Trustee Petrosimone?
Aye.
Trustee Gormany?
I will abstain. I was absent from that meeting.
Okay. And Trustee Sagnella is also an aye. Under administrative matters, Fairview Private Market Fund election form.
Jerry, you're going off of the draft one. That one we took off of the agenda. It's not needed.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right, so that's not on the agenda for today?
Correct. Just Blakemar and then the SURF election.
Okay. All right. So under item two, A would be Blakemar, Fonte, and Auld, information only. Well, can I have a report on that?
Yeah, I did. I know she was here the last, well, we had her last quarterly in September, and then there were follow-up questions. So it kind of extended into October and November. So now the December one that we shared with you all is the third quarter. And yep. We did ask her to do a cover letter, which is what is on the screen at the current moment, yep. Which outlines a little bit clearer so that we don't have to navigate through her Excel spreadsheet. But it explains, you know, any money owed back to the fund, and then any losses. However, the current losses were very recent, so there's nothing that the fund needs to do at this time, but she would continue to monitor them. And if there is anything needed to be done by the fund, she would get in contact with us.
Okay. So the bottom line is she's on it.
Yeah, these yeah. are the out. Yep.
Did the top of this memo say New Haven PNF? City Employees Retirement Fund. Oh, okay, that's just in, as indicated, New Haven SURF funds, the New Haven yeah. PNF. So it's just, okay, never mind. I just call it PNF.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem.
That belongs to SURF. But
yeah. Okay. But yeah, so all of these that she lists, it looks like they, you know, were from, you know, ended in 2023. So they're all currently, you know, there's nothing to do at this point, but they were all more recent losses that she's, you know, monitoring and watching. I think at the end, Taylor, scroll to the bottom. I think she mentioned those were the ones she submitted claims for. One, two. We haven't gotten any of those back at the moment, but she did submit claims on those three.
So again, what is the total amount of loss? I'm trying to get to the back to the top of this correspondence.
Taylor, can you go to the top, please? So this is just the exposure. I think what she was trying to explain. So this is under the Verizon communications. It said it had a loss of 364, and then 280. But I think what she was explaining at the last meeting, that doesn't necessarily mean that's how much the fund lost. That was how much the exposure was. That's what I was getting when she was presenting at our meeting last time. She didn't have these companies because she was presenting on quarter two last time. This is now on quarter three.
I don't know, maybe I'm not intelligent enough, but I still...
No, these are confusing to me too, but
I'm still having a hard time. I think it should be a simple question. I understand the dynamics can be a little complicated, but I think that somebody should be able to tell us for our trustee, for our constituents to know, what did the fund lose? How much money, whether it was crooked or whatever the reason was, how much money did this fund suffer because of that type of activity? And I still don't think we're getting that, unless I'm not reading this right. And does she indicate how much we've gotten back in that period of time? Because when I was there, I remember seeing checks that were insultingly small. And maybe because our loss was very small, I don't know. But I know they take quite a bit of money for administrative fees off the top of this.
We do get checks from time to time. We did just get a check actually this past week for both one for SURF and one for PNF. I mean, the checks come, I think, when the cases are settled, which could take years, you know, before they're actually settled. Yeah. We do get a handful of checks. It feels like every couple of months or so from whatever cases have settled. Like these are all 2023, so we probably wouldn't see any from these ones anytime soon.
But am I the only one? I mean, if the other trustees are getting it, fine, they're smarter than me. But am I the only one that's still not really comfortable with what we're hearing in terms of what the fund has lost?
Jerry, this is Susan Whetstone. I think you're correct. There's got to be a simple way to present on a monthly or quarterly basis. This is what we're pursuing as losses. This is what we've recovered.
Right.
Year to date, and then a year end. It may be confusing to them because the recoveries could be from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't, as long as we understand that the losses being reported don't necessarily relate to the recoveries.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe we can talk to her a little further and maybe fine tune this to where, till we get it where we want it to be. And I think
it sounds like, based on the last sentence, they will file a claim if action results in a settlement. So they haven't even filed a claim against these losses that they're saying we were exposed to.
Yeah.
So then that means they're not necessarily, then I don't know if they're necessarily realized at this point.
Well, again, I think that we maybe have to talk to her further on this at the next meeting. And it might be, again, that, you know, I'm not intelligent, but I'm not getting what I think I'm looking for. And again, if I'm walking down the street and one of our constituents comes up and says, can you tell me how much money the fund has lost, whether by nefarious means or whatever, I'm not comfortable that I can give them the figure.
Yeah, I think you asked her that at the last meeting, and she kind of said it wasn't black and white. It wasn't that easy to answer.
I don't know. I watch CNN. I watch Fox News. I watch business things, and I see reports on different investments that have gone awry, and they tell you exactly what the amount is that these people have crooked from people. And I don't know. I don't know what's so esoteric about this. But I think we'll talk to her further, Liana, and maybe we'll get Carolyn Cohn to speak with her also, and try to give us a little more breakdown so the trustees are comfortable with it.
Okay.
So in the second paragraph, they explain the case that's pending against the Verizon.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying this piece this is not her original, what she provides, but we did ask her for a better summary. So what's on the screen currently is her summarizing basically what her typical tables and charts show. But I'll definitely reach out to her and tell her that, you know, the trustees still want a little more of an explanation because they're not, you know, and see what she says from there.
Yeah. Okay, and you may want to do that with legal counsel also. It's up to you, our legal counsel.
Okay. Or
any, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, okay, maybe it's the first in, first out, last in, last out that needs some explanation.
Yeah. Okay, if we can go on to item B, 2024 SERF election information only, request for competitive price quotations.
This is just this is Leanna. This is just information only to notify everyone that every as a reminder, every 3 years we have to conduct the election for the two trustee positions. So on Monday, I reached out with CPQ requests to four audit firms. They have until January 5th to submit their timetables and price quotations, and then we plan to have those on the agenda for January for the trustees to take a look at and then vote on which company they would like to use this year for that election. Which I believe the vote has to be completed in April or early May, so that by the May meeting the trustees would be to be voted in or accepted in.
Leanna, I recall that in the past when these searches were conducted for firms to conduct the election, that the trustees at the time had requested that we try to, I'm not saying we were told we had to, but that we were asked to try to cultivate this from within the city of New Haven for individ for companies that are home based in New Haven. I just wanted to know, is there anything along those lines in terms of the four responses that came back, or the four companies that are being questioned or asked to submit?
I think they all were in New Haven. Definitely three of them. One of them used to be in New Haven. I'm not sure if they switched locations, but at least three out of the four are definitely in New Haven.
Okay. Very good. Any other commentary or questions on item 2B? And if I'm looking at this correctly, I think we satisfied the agenda, have we not?
That's correct.
That being the case, is there
Did we pay the bills?
Yeah, we
Yes,
paid
we
the bills.
did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Under new business, I was just wondering. I'll wait till the next meeting. I'm not going to bring it up now. It's not important. Then is there a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chair, before we adjourn, can I just say that I need to change my vote on the minutes? I just realized I was at the last meeting. I was absent from the previous meeting, so I vote yes. Just wanted that on the record.
Very good, Michael.
Thanks.
Very good. The record, the notes will show that. The minutes will show that correction. All right, we have a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
So moved.
I'll second.
Is there discussion on this motion? In the absence of the motion and properly made and seconded, I'd like to call upon the trustees by voice vote. Trustee Whetstone,
Aye.
Trustee Graves,
Aye.
Trustee Elliker,
Aye.
Trustee Petra Simone,
Aye.
Trustee Gormany,
Aye.
and Trustee Sagnola is also an aye. And I wish you all a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Please be safe so that we all get together again in January.
Same here. Thank you.
Happy
Happy
holidays,
holidays.
Happy
Thank
holidays
you.
to you all. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so Jerry and Leanna, you're going to stay on.
Yep.